So you can take this white energy, fill yourself up with this white energy all the way from the very center, from the very center of your bone marrow, all the way out to a few inches outside of your body, so that it's coming from within you and surrounding you like a force shield. Now give your unconscious mind instructions. Just sit down or stand up, whatever, whichever way you want, but just relax. Connect your conscious mind to your unconscious mind and give your unconscious mind the instructions that this energy will serve as a shield, as a force field. You can repeat it a few times through your mind. This is a force field. This is a force field. And keep energizing those suggestions to your unconscious. How do you energize them? You do any of the exercises we talked about for increasing the level of energy of mana within you. So increase your energy, and as you increase your energy, you can increase the vibration of the white light also. The energy becomes stronger, pour in more white light, send that message of the force field along with the white light all the way into your unconscious mind, and your unconscious mind will send it up to your higher self, and it will become a reality. And that shield, that force field of white light, will protect you. And if you need to deal with negative people, psychic vampires, emotionally unstable people, people who are doing witchcraft on you, whatever it may be, some voodoo priest you pissed off recently, whoever it may be, this white light will go a long way to protect you. And because it's coming from your higher self, once your higher self understands that's what you want, it's going to keep generating this protective light and sending it down to you. Always keep in mind that the more you do these exercises, the more your unconscious mind learns how to do them, and you begin to do them unconsciously, automatically. You don't need to really focus or project whatever energy to someone. You just think about it, and your unconscious mind does it automatically. You go around walking down the street projecting whatever you want to be projecting. Happiness, friendliness, charisma. It doesn't matter, because the more you practice, but you have to practice. You have to train your lower self to do this. You have to consciously want, I want to be more charismatic, for example. You make your unconscious mind decide that that's something it wants to. How do you do that? You bring your conscious mind with those set of instructions to your unconscious. You energize it. You really need energy for your unconscious mind to accept it as something real, something it really wants to do. That's why it's so important to build up energy. Not only that, energy is the way your unconscious mind has to communicate this wish to your higher self. It's also a way of projecting it. So the more energy you have, the easier it is for your unconscious to accept this, send it to the higher self, and then the higher self has enough energy to manifest it and project it in any which direction you want it to go. So the three things you should really work on. Practice, practice, practice giving instructions to your unconscious mind. Practice, practice, practice getting rid of all blockages. That's two things to practice. Practice, practice, practice energizing yourself. I can't overemphasize how important it is to energize yourself. Practice sending stuff from your unconscious to your higher self. Do those four things and all the techniques we've been discussing in the last three CDs have to do with one of those four things. Practice, practice, practice those four things in different ways. We've discussed different ways of doing it. And pretty soon it'll happen automatically. Your unconscious mind will be giving the right, will be making the right requests to your higher self at all times. And it will be listening for advice from your higher self and actually acting on it the right way. And at the same time, you train your unconscious mind to follow what your conscious mind actually wants. And in that way, you give power to your conscious mind. You start living consciously. That's what we mean when we say living consciously. Stop being a robot, actually having control over your life and your reality. It's having the tools, and these are the tools we're giving you, the tools for you to be able to consciously want something and know the procedure to manifest that through your unconscious and your higher self. How to manifest that in your everyday life. Now, some days it may happen that you just feel emotionally upset for whatever reason. What do? Well, you sit down, energize yourself and take that energy, make it soothing, make it white, maybe blue, and just relax your body. Do all the relaxation exercises we talked about previously and just simply get rid of that emotion. Let it go. Don't let it become a blockage. Don't let it solidify itself in your body. As soon as you feel it, you don't like it, get rid of it. Relax it away. Otherwise, it's going to turn into a blockage, or it's going to add power to a previous blockage. That's what's most likely to happen. And then you're just going to have to get rid of the blockage to begin with. Now, if you get rid of all the blockages that negative emotions can attach themselves to, guess what? You're never going to feel any negative emotion, or if you do, it's going to last a few seconds and it has nowhere to attach itself, and it'll be gone and you'll be a much happier person. Beliefs may be a little bit harder to detect, but it's the same procedure. You find yourself thinking something you don't want to think. Go ahead and relax it. Use the cleansing light. Use whatever color you want. Well, whatever color you have practiced before and you know will work. Or just use the white energy and let that energy relax that thought away from your mind. Otherwise, it's going to attach itself to similar thoughts you may have in your mental body, similar blockages, and you don't want it to become part of your blockage system. What you want is to get rid of it before it becomes part of your blockage system. At the same time, if you get rid of all the blockages that are already there, meaning all the negative beliefs you already have, new beliefs will have nowhere to attach themselves to, so they'll disappear quickly. You can just relax them away in a few seconds, and guess what? You never believed it. It's not a part of you. Gone. Who cares? And please, please, please pay attention to everything I've been saying and listen to it over and over again until it becomes a part of your unconscious, until you really understand it, not only consciously, but more importantly, unconsciously. Because I'm giving you here a lot of information. I'm really cutting away all the crap. I'm not adding any fluff. This is just the core, the heart of what you need to understand and practice. I'm only giving you useful information. So please, every single thing I say, listen to it really carefully a few times and really, really understand it and really, really let your unconscious mind understand it. I'd rather give you less talk but more powerful information than give you a lot of fluff, and then you would have to go through like 20 hours of fluff just to find out one or two important things. I don't want to do that. So I'm going to give you every single thing I say is important. So I'm trying to keep each and every CD short enough so that you can listen to it over and over and over again, because I don't want you to spend all your life listening to crap. I actually want you to spend some amount of time, maybe half an hour a day, maybe one CD a day. Listen to one CD a day, every day. Go one, two, three, four, however many CDs you have, listen to it. And once you've gone through all of them, start again from the beginning. And do this for at least 21 days. That's about how long it'll take for your unconscious mind to really, really, really understand this and really, really, really make it a reality in your experience. So please, listen to every single sentence I say. I'm saying it for a reason, and it's important. So listen to each and every sentence over and over again. To get even a majority of what I'm saying here, other than from listening to CDs, you would actually have to read every book that's out there about Huna. And that would take you a while to read every one of those books, and then read them again, and then read them again. You would spend your whole life reading. So I'm giving you a condensed, powerful, strong version that your unconscious mind can understand. Also, because I am talking, your unconscious mind can actually grasp things while your conscious mind does something else. You can let your conscious mind actually go to sleep. After you have conscious understanding of the instructions in each and every one of the CDs, second time, maybe the third time you listen to it, you can just let your unconscious mind be the one who does all the learning. That's a little bit different from when you're reading. When you're reading, you're a little bit more consciously engaged. When you're listening to a CD, you can actually be consciously engaged sometimes, and you can let your unconscious mind do the listening at other times. Once you can actually combine your conscious mind, your unconscious mind, your higher self, the three selves, high self, middle self, low self, once you can bring them together and keep them together, then you can really call yourself a kahuna. Then you can really do the high level huna stuff. I'm going to give you now another advanced technique that you may find very useful. See, some traditions You use physical objects to represent, as symbols to represent something that the unconscious mind is going to then project into the higher self. The unconscious mind works mostly with symbols. It understands symbols, it works with symbols, it interprets things in terms of symbols. That's why when you dream, a lot of the dreams can be interpreted as symbols for something else. That's how your unconscious mind works, your lower self. It's a symbol generating machine and a symbol interpreting machine. Now, some traditions have physical symbols. For example, in voodoo, you have like the famous voodoo doll. The unconscious mind of the voodoo practitioner understands what that voodoo doll means, understands what the pins on the voodoo doll means, and takes that image, that symbol, and projects it either to their version of the higher self or to higher spirits that then do the work for them. So every tradition uses symbols because the unconscious mind uses symbols. How can you do this? Well, I'm going to show you a Huna version of using the voodoo. The voodoo doll version in Huna. Huna also uses physical objects. The ancient Hawaiians did use physical objects. But you can do away with them if you create symbols in your imagination and from there project those symbols into your unconscious mind so that your unconscious mind understands what the symbols mean and give the information of what you want to your higher self. Here's a particular exercise you can do. You can go ahead and imagine that your unconscious mind